Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful that you care to be present and prayerful, that you care to really dwell as a point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Where we are in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and why we are to serve the purposes of existence itself in representing our lineages in the establishment of its eternal order, to be in place and space where we are the progression of humanity, to come to a point in place where we are uncompromising about duty, obligation, and responsibility in the exaltation of life, in the respect and reverence of all orders of being, all nations and races, all hues of ones, to have the right to their lives, for our coming to a point and place where we go deep within ourselves and exalt the greatness of who we each are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of all of those who could not, who did not know how, who could not do it because of the agenda that has been in place for so long for our suppression, oppression, depression, inebriation, intoxication, and all of that which has marginalized us and put us in a place where we have been in a deep sleep as a result of being poisoned all of our lives, being fed like kids with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificial colors, flavors, and all of that which is still permeating and penetrating and concentrating and contraindicating in our tissues, which is the foundation of all disease. I'm grateful to be the one that I am, because very few people are really giving you the real about why we are going through all of this that we're going through in terms of from AIDS to zits. And to think that there really has been no progression in light of all of the technological advances and all of the information, all the knowledge, and all of what we have come to realize, we still have not come to a point in place where we have been able to accept the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all life. We haven't come to a point and place where we are unapologetic about leaving and divesting in the corporate deities of death. We've not come to a point and place where we realize that being men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, means that we are not here to serve death. We are not here to exalt our right to be wrong. We are not here to do that which undermines the right of other beings to have the right to their lives. And we are definitely not here to undermine our children and to be a detriment to the lineages through whom we've come. And so I am grateful that on behalf of the lineages through whom I've come, that I care to remind you that there is greatness in all of us, because divinity is there first. And we have been socialized to compromise the greatness of ourselves, the divinity of ourselves, as if that is the will of God, that we've been given the free will to be enslaved to desires and appetites and lusts and passions that literally dissipate our life currency and our life force and have us in a place and space where we are compromising the whole of who we really are for no good reason, for no good thing. And in our now moment, it's going to take not just all of the love that we can muster. It's going to take our coming to a point and place where we respect the divinity of existence itself, because this is what has been missing for so long with so many. And the foundation of this nation on the violation, the subjugation, the domination, the murder of our indigenous families, our African families, and the continued oppression, suppression, capitalization of all other ones. It will take all of us to exert and exalt a full effort in our own lives so that we are no longer a victim to a system of oppression, and that we are not signing off on ones and ones feeling as though they have entitlement by virtue of their money, by virtue of their non-melaninated status, by virtue of their whiteness and their lie of and delusion of supremacy. We can't afford to continue to act as if this is all right with us. It is not all right. No one has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, or the creator of all to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. That's the evidence of the distortion that is charged upon the bloodline. And there is no real prosperity in it, because life is the greatest gift. Life is the greatest wealth. Life is abundant. There is no scarcity of it. And to create a system of oppression based on scarcity, based on lies, based on delusion, based on political manipulation, based on religious dogma and indoctrination, based on miseducation, based on subjugation and oppression at the cellular level, having been fed like kids as opposed to being nourished and nurtured as children who were destined to become men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages. Everything in life exalts a full effort in its living except for the people. And to be in a place where we, as supposedly the most intelligent of God's creation, are all right with denying God, denying life, denying the order, denying the law, denying the divinity of the truth of ourselves. And so I'm the one to remind us that this time is awesome because we have the opportunity to actually walk in the light of the truth of ourselves. We have the opportunity to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified from the violations that have been charged upon our blood. We have the opportunity to say, I am that I am, and to realize that the I am presence that we each are has its own inherent divinity and integrity that is harmonious with the purposes of existence, with life itself. And there is no greater gift than life itself. And everybody has it. So why are the people poor? Because our life force has been undermined. It has been usurped. It has been charged with violation. And we have become complicit, complacent, and co-conspiring with that, which is literally the foundation of our pain, our suffering, our struggles, and that which is putting us in a place where you are scheduled for a tragic date with fate in death, while we are already in the realm of eternity. And so I'm the one to remind us that we, as a global populace upon a planet that is a biospheric intergalactic spaceship, are spinning in eternity already. We are already in heaven. We have been given the opportunity to align our care, our love, our thoughts, our ingenuity, our creativity, our life force with that which is life itself and the source of our life itself. And that is greater than pledging the allegiance to a flag. It's greater than being under the flag of any nation per se, because everything is going to come to a point of having to meet destiny. And destiny is really the will of existence in full effect. Destiny is the fall of all of that which has not been built upon the foundations of love, light, wisdom, and truth. Destiny is the call and the answer for our liberation and our resurrection through our cellular liberation, so that we are able to invoke and call forth the greatness of who and whose we are by virtue of our inherent receipt of the divinity and the gifts and the talents and the skills and the abilities that we have through our lineages. That is our inheritance. It's inherent in us already. These people can't give us anything greater than who and what we already are. Their education, their religious indoctrination, the socialization has not done anything to really ensure anybody's progression. And so at this particular point, we, as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, we must decide for ourselves why we live. You're living just because you were given life. You don't know what else to do. But in the giving and the gift of life, then the responsibility is to love it with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. Because you cannot really separate life from God. They say separation of church and state, but you cannot separate the intelligence of your being from the intelligence of your being. You cannot really be in a place and space where you deny the reality of there being an absolute and supreme intelligence that is the order of existence, the source of all being, that which is the substance of which we are dwelling in. So when you talk about where are you, you are in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. You're not in America. You have no real commitments to a country or a corporation or that which is oppressive for you when you are being animated. Your heart is beating. You have been perfectly and divinely designed by an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And you are responsible for honoring that. Of course, that's too much like right, because they want you to be more committed to the system of oppression than to be committed to the absolute truth of the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of all being. And so I'm the one to remind us that no, you want to be successful in this life, then really understand the responsibility in the exaltation of life. You want to be successful in life, then you have to really come to understand the power there is in love. You want to be successful in life, then you have to really respect the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of how perfectly and divinely designed you are, and to know that you are not designed to be host for all kinds of maggots and worms and organisms and bacteria and viruses and whatnot that are literally usurping your life force because you have become a cemetery for the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and a sewage of alcohol and tobacco and all of this stuff, which is popular and common activity, and the inebriation, intoxication, and put us in a place where we think that killing ourselves is fun. Generation after generation got caught up in the foolishness of that. And right here, right now, in every major city, the clubs are filled. The alcohol is flowing, the tobacco is being lit up, the vaping is going on, the cigarettes are being smoked. And I'm just saying that, yeah, to be in the world but not of it, we've heard it. But that worldliness, that path of adulteration, was something that we were scheduled for from the time we were children, being fed like kids, to be in a place where we do not have the privilege of being in the integrity of the divinity of who we are as the children of God. God being law, God being life, God being divinity, God being all of that which is source of beauty and intelligence and creativity and all of the things that allow us to really blossom and unfold as we are maturing as these points of its presence. See, the society should have gifted us that. They should have supported us in that. And in order for us to really be successful now, we're having to have a whole nother degree of intentionality about who we are, why we are, and how we are going to ensure the progression of the lineages that we have been given charge for, whether they have come through our own wombs and loins or not. To be woman is to take responsibility for nourishing and nurturing and strengthening and exalting the beauty and the intelligence of a thing. You understand? And so many women, so many sisters have so much talent, skill, ability, and whatnot, from dressing the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. We did not go to other ones to have our hair done. We did not go to other ones to dress us. We had everything available to us. We did everything. And we could still do everything. But we cannot do that which is ours to do while we feel entitled to feed off the flesh of other beings, to feed off the fetuses of other beings, to partake of the body fluids of other beings. And when you think about it from that perspective, that which you've loved to do in terms of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, cheese, pizzas, pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, and all of the things that are causing all of the issues, we are perfectly and divinely designed, and we're not designed for any of it. And that's a beautiful thought to think, that we never have to have it. So now we're having the opportunity to condition our minds to realize that I am perfectly and divinely designed as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And see, that's as a man or woman thinketh in her heart, in his heart, so shall it be. So we become. So get beyond all of the labels that we've taken for ourselves. Get beyond being black. Get beyond being white. Get beyond being whatever your nationality, whatever your gender preference, whatever your sexuality. None of that is the truth of who you are. The truth of that which you truly are is a presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are that. They don't want you to know that, because if you knew that, then there would not be all of this confliction and competition, because we know that we are all absolutely and divinely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. There's no reason for us to be killing each other. There's no reason for us to be fighting each other. That comes as a result of having been divided within ourselves through that garbage that they call food, which is the tool of oppression. And then the weapons of mass destruction are the tobacco and the alcohol and the white refined sugars and white refined grains and processed breakfast cereals and all of these things that are literally just taking up space and creating waste in your body that is the temple of God. And so to know, not to just believe, but to know that you are divinely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, then why would you be undermining your breath and your heartbeat with all of this garbage? Why would you not care to really love yourself when you are truly the gift that is God? But they want us to believe that there is some supreme being that is one supreme being found in some heaven out there, and that we have no connection to it, except we prostrate ourselves, except we are going to places called temples and mosques and this and that to worship this one being. And I'm saying, no, the intelligence of existence is all there is as existence itself. It is the reality of all being. And how can we truly worship and disrespect ourselves? How can we truly worship this absolute and supreme intelligence and be in contention with so many other ones to the degree to which you're participating in their slaughter, in their murder, in their genocide? And to have that be what you're implementing with the children, in the artificial colors and flavors and the white sugar and all of these things, which really are poisoning the children. And then you want to be respected as a powerful nation. And so we who see it can't continue to participate with it. And we have the rights on behalf of all of life to stand on behalf of all of life and to be advocating for the right of all beings to have the right to their lives so that we will no longer participate. But the other aspect of it is that to have so much violation charged upon the blood with the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificial colors and flavors and drinks and all of the alcohol, the tobacco, the vaping, the this and that, then there is the responsibility of really cleansing and purifying your body as vessel and vehicle for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God, goddess that is your absolute truth. Why would you not want that? Why would you settle for being this, that, or the other and not walk in the greatness of yourself? Why would you be in a place and space where you want the fullness of the blessedness of being, but then you don't care to be a blessing? You want the fullness of what the promises of God is, but you want to excuse yourself from being godly. You want to have everything really nice and beautiful in your life, but then you don't want to be a beautiful point of the presence of God in life. I'm saying, no, you might as well choose a greater thing because that's going to give you the greatest good and the greatest glory. But y'all don't know nothing about glory. I'm just saying the glory is the thing we're going for. We want the glory. We want to know that our lives were lived on behalf of life itself. We want to be in a place where we have been entrusted with from the exalted realms. We want to be in a place and space where we lived our lives. We exalted life. We stood on behalf of all beings. We did what we were supposed to do in loving this absolute and supreme intelligence that constitutes the whole of existence itself with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might to the glory and honor of the lineages to whom we've come. I'm just saying, if we had that individually, independently as our goal and objective, then it would be so much easier to do whatever else we would care to do, because that is how we align ourselves with that which is destiny, to be in a place and space where it just gets better, that you're really maturing. You're not getting old and demise, being on the fast track to sickness, illness, disease, and death. You're realizing the trick here. You're realizing the methodology of oppression. You're realizing the right that you have to be rightly aligned with the source of your being. You realize that the source of your being is the source of your supply, and you'll never be out of the supply of your breath and your heartbeat until you are having the heart attack and the stroke and the aneurysms and all of these things, which is the karmic debt for having participated in your own demise. See, nobody's forcing you to do this at this point. Nobody has a gun to your head and say, kill yourself, undermine yourself, kill your children. No. They want us to think that we have no other option but to do what we've been doing this entire time. And I'm saying to you, you are an absolute and supreme intelligence that is a gift to this life. And within you, there is this absolute and supreme intelligence that is consciously knocking on the doors to your spirit and your soul for you to accept your birthright, to be righted and corrected in this life, so that you stand as a vehicle and vessel of absolute truth. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. But we've been sold a bill of goods to make us think that our right to be wrong is our freedom, that our free will to be inebriated, intoxicated is our freedom. We've been taught to believe that we can eat anything and do anything because we have accepted that our nature is sinful, and that we've accepted Jesus Christ and we've accepted Muhammad. We've accepted these things to absolve us of the responsibility of clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, and walking in the fullness of ourselves. We can't believe that, because you're here upon the planet in the school of the University of Cosmic Wisdom to master yourself, to come to a point and place where you're self-realizing, self-actualizing, harmonizing with the will of existence, coming to an understanding of creator knowledge, creation knowledge, self-knowledge. You are not here to participate with a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. We are not here to be commodity and slave under a system of oppression. We are not here to experience the fall of those who have been so delusional, to have bastardized the whole of society, where we have forgotten our parentage as divinity. We've forgotten our heritage as divinity. We've forgotten our place in eternity upon a planet that is already in heaven. We have forgotten that there are no forces or bosses, no agendas, no ones who have authority over your life. Except you. But when you will not exert and exalt a full effort to clear, cleanse, and purify, to really come to that place of repentance and redemption, to be in a place where you're renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that you stand and you walk as a resurrected one, on behalf of all of those ones through whom you've come, those whose names you can call and those whose names you'll never know. But our duty and responsibility is to rise on behalf of the eternal order, the eternal government, and to be fully participatory as the evidence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God emerging upon this planet in our now moment of eternity. You've been called and you've been chosen. Now you must choose. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. And so many of us have to be able to channel the grief. There are many, many ones, many transitions that have been made. Many children of all ages are dealing with the loss of their mothers, their fathers, their grandmothers, you know, and we're having to deal with the reality that, you know, death is a part of life. That's what they taught us. They taught us to expect it, but we have been socialized to bring it on. And I'm saying it's not something that we should have ever been socialized to be nonchalant about our lives and the quality of our lives and the substance of our lives. And so we have the opportunity to do what other ones did not know to do. Those of us who have children, have young children, those who are of childbearing years, as well as those who have grown children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. There is no time that is not the right time to stand on behalf of life and to really pour into these youth. But if you are not honoring yourself, it's extremely hard for you to do what is necessary. And that's been the program. So that by 21, we were all adulterated at some level, having been fed with all of this artificial colors and flavors and breakfast cereals and pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, all of this. And so, yes, I am really exalting and advocating that womanhood and manhood are estates of being. And we're not just man and woman by virtue of our genitalia. Our sexual orientation, our gender orientation, does not absolve us of the responsibility to exalt and exert a full effort as intelligences of being, to know that we're here to serve life and to exalt life and to reverence life and to be in a place where we're not participating in our own demise. And for those who have weathered the storms of seeing their parents pass away from all of this cancer, heart disease, diabetes, stroke, aneurysms, the withering away from the sarcoidosis, the lupus, whatever. I'm saying make a greater commitment to life in their behalf. Allow your grief to be transformed into that which allows you to have a much greater care and courage and faith to be active in your own cellular liberation. Come to a point and place where you don't allow it to spin you out of control. Because we know that we all have come to pass, but we have not come to die. We've come to live. We've come to learn. We've come to master this realm. And to be in a place and space where we honor the laws that govern us so that we are fully participatory with those laws in knowing how to live and knowing how to be. And to be able to live without the insecurity and the low self-esteem and the aberrations in being that have us in a place where we cannot possibly be honoring and glorifying our lineages because they are turning over in their graves behind all of our stupidity. It's just like not right for us to be in a place where we have been poisoned all of our lives so that we're trappable, incarceratable. Capitalism requires slaves and they fed us like slaves so that we do not have access to the fullness of our brain synapses, snap, crackle, and popping. Being in a place and space where you're nutritionally deficient, minerally deprived, and full of all of that that has created so much blockage and obstruction. Neurologically, respiratorily, circulatory, endocrine, your whole system and all of your systems being blocked and obstructed. And so I'm saying that after decades of blockage and obstruction, then you, as the spirit that is in that body, could well be blocked and obstructed from being able to get out of the body alive. You succumbed. You drowned in all of that mucus and all of that filth and all of that. And I'm saying we don't have to do this. And so our conversation is not just about being awoke, woke, 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 woke. What does woke, 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 woke? Awakened? Enlightened? It's about your realizing and remembering the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of yourself. It's not just being aware of the violations, aware of the scheme of the beast, aware of the detriment that is happening, aware. There's so much to be aware of, but when you're dwelling consciously, knowing that you are in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and it's beating your heart and breathing you, and not only are you aware of it, you're respectful of it, you are radiant in the gratitude and the thanksgiving for it, because you know that this participating as a point of its presence is one of the greatest things that you could possibly do here. Participating consciously as a point of the presence of divinity. Consciously accepting and remembering your birthright as this point of the presence of God. And a lot of people are talking it, but not embodying the virtues of character that are consistent with it, as it. And we're here for the learning. We're here for the progression. We're here for the self-mastery. And yes, sometimes it's like you have the high highs and you got the low lows, and you know, and sometimes you want to be here and sometimes you don't, and you know, all is backwards and forwards. And I'm just saying, it's like, nah, you need to be in a place and space where you realize that a lot of that is because of what's going on inside of us. As the body is cleansing, having toxins released into your bloodstream that you have not acknowledged that your body is trying to get rid of. And so the cleaner you eat, the more the body's trying to cleanse. The less you eat, the more the body's trying to cleanse. And if you do nothing to open up the elimination of those things that are trying to get out through your skin, perspiring, sweating, detox baths and whatnot, if you are not really understanding, then yes, you've got all of these chemicals. And then for those of you who are still eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish, you've got not only the chemicals, you've got the etheric energy of these animals that were in pain and frustration and anguish and agony and all of that now charged upon your own tissues, your own bloodstream. So this bipolarism and schizophrenia and whatnot, and all of this is not just because that's you. That's not just you. That's what's in you. And we're having to make a separation between the you that is in the body and all of the other stuff that's in the body with you, which is why I'm advocating for our consistent exertion of will to be cleared and cleansed and purified so that we are literally liberated from all of the ups and downs and in and outs and the pain and the anguish and the agony of living when we will never have a greater gift than life itself. And then not being able to live it in the light of the truth of ourselves, not living it in the love of the truth of ourselves, not living it in the integrity of the awesomeness and the dynamic and the ability to create that which is going to be a blessing unto all. We have to exert a full effort to regain our footing upon the path of eternal life as eternal youth in the realm of eternity on a planet that is spinning in eternity already. And so the praying without ceasing is in the acknowledgement of the divinity of being. The praying without ceasing is in the acknowledgement of the intelligence of existence and the miraculousness, the phenomenalness of existence itself. The praying without ceasing is your consistent expression of gratitude and thanksgiving and commitment and recommitment on behalf of the lineages through whom you've come, in exerting and exalting a full effort to love, to forgive, to release, to let go, to stand, to honor, to treasure, to cherish, to be the embodiment of all that is righteous. And it's an effort, it's a discipline, it is discipleship. And it's not what you can be degreed in 4 years of activity of doing it. This is not a 4-year thing. You understand? It's not an additional 2 years after the first 4 years. It's not an additional $30,000, $40,000 on top of that so that you can be degreed with some degree that allows you to participate in the profiteering behind the degradation of the people. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about how it is that we are reverencing life with each and every breath and every beat of our heart and mastering ourselves on a daily basis. But we've been taught to undermine ourselves on a daily basis. We are socialized to participate in our own demise on a daily basis with the alcohol and the tobacco, with the vaping, with all of the meat and the bread and cheese and the eggs and all of this stuff that's creating all this cancer, all this heart disease. And so I'm saying you can be disease free, and your heart definitely will not attack you when you've not been poisoning your bloodstream. So in our now moment, to truly embrace the fullness of what is available to us is to embrace the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of all of life. To come to this place in space where, yeah, you feel a way. We feel a way. You understand? People want you to be unemotional, and they want you to be, you know, acting like it don't bother you to see everybody killing themselves and dying and living in a sea of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, violation, and whatnot, and you shouldn't be affected by it. And I'm saying, no, the effect is to, I'll put it this way. I am in it just like you all, but I have made a response to it. The way that I live is my response to this. The way that I care. The fact that I could let go of a $1 million business and do radio as a volunteer and have it be the only place that I have to be outside of where I want to be at any given point in time. After 25 years of it. That you all cannot even begin to pay me for what I give to you, for how I see you, for what really matters. That you raise completely up, that you embrace your gifts, talents, skills, and abilities. Not for the money of it, but for the honor of serving life and liberation on behalf of the lineages through whom you've come. And to be a living legacy of care and courage and faith, adding value to everything that you do, having a mindset that is set in acknowledging how perfectly and divinely designed you are and how divinely blessed you are to be participating at such an auspicious moment where humanity is choosing to rhyme. And try as these others may and try as they might, anything and anybody that has any sense at all will care that their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren are able to deal with a world that needs to be transformed, and that they are the ones to transform it. To be in this place and space where you have those who are so insecure, so mindless, so thoughtless, that they will not honor themselves. And to have that as an agenda of a nation that's supposedly so great. It can't be great when you're a detriment to the world. You know, we can't possibly imagine how much suffering there has been upon this planet, how much blood has been spilled upon this planet. For all of the warring, for all of the massacres, for all of the violence against Mother Earth, Mother Nature, every hue of people, I'm just saying is that we need to live a better life. To come to a point and place where we realize that you have no power over the forces of life. You have no power over the storms, over the hurricanes, over the flooding, over the tsunamis, over the earthquaking, over the fires burning, over the waters rising, except we get into the light of the truth of ourselves. See, there's a key to this. And it's that the order that we allow for ourselves, when we come into harmony with the laws that govern life, then we're able to make a difference on behalf of all of this. But we can't be in a place where we ignore the suffering that we are participating in, undermining ourselves and creating a tragic date with fate in suffering and pain. See, a lot of people are not realizing that the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the standard American diet is sickness, illness, disease, and death. It is that. And you're on that path, eating it. And no matter how old you are, you can switch and shift so that the rest of your life is a living and not a dying. The rest of your life is a transforming, a transmuting. The rest of your life is a healing and a step into the wholeness of the frequency and the energy of who you are as intelligence divinely designed. And if there were many, many ones, and there are so many, but many, many more who realize that this should not be business. You understand? We should not be in a place where death is sold to you. See, this is the issue. Life was your gift. You've been given it freely. The breath and the oxygenation and all of that which maintains and sustains you is given to you freely. There is no lack of it. But you're paying for death. You're paying for the flesh of dead animals. You're paying. And that paying is the paying, the P-A-I-N, that you're getting as a result of it. And so I'm just saying, it's like, no, we do not have to follow this trajectory. You don't have to follow it. And to come to a point where you are trying to help your people. You understand? See, this is the issue, is that many of you who are awakening to this and you are making decisive changes within yourself and your diet and all of that, and you want to influence those ones who are around you because you see the progression of sickness, illness, disease, and death. You see the amount of pharmaceuticals they're on. You're seeing the extra weight that they're carrying. You're seeing the pain that they're in. You're seeing and experiencing some of the suffering with them. And then they are in a place where they don't mind you seeing them suffer. You understand? And as a child, you know, I was on my parents about it. As a child, about the smoking, about the drinking. I was throwing the cigarettes away. I was throwing the alcohol away at the age of 7. I didn't want to eat meat. You understand? But did they listen? No, they didn't listen. You understand? And I think it's one of the ultimate forms of selfishness to really be in a place where your children are begging you to stop killing yourself and you ignore them. You understand? You ignore them. You ignore the sadness, you ignore what is going on in a child's mind. And what will happen, as it was with me, is that that childlike innocence and spirit becomes anesthetized, so that then we become inebriated and intoxicated, because that is the path of adulteration, having been fed like kids with white sugar and artificial colors and this and that. You understand? So I'm just saying is that at this particular point in time, be aware of what your children are getting. come to a point in place where you all are having a conversation as families, the ones that you love and whatnot, because the children are going to be affected by it. If a woman does not know how to take care of herself and she has children, then she is a detriment to her children. Before we can talk about the system, we have to talk about what we ourselves are doing in light of the system of things. How are we responding? What are we doing? What are we bringing? How are we standing? And I'm saying that we never had to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be men, the progenitor of lineages. But they never supported the system of miseducation and religious indoctrination, really did not teach you how to love yourself and honor yourself. So that so many men feel as though they're not real men unless they're toxic. That them being a man gives them license to be toxic. Smoking, drinking, getting high, doing all kinds of crazy. And I'm just saying is that there's no way that you can maintain marriage and family when you cannot maintain and sustain the truth of yourself, the light of yourself. This is what oppression is. This is what the intention of being poisoned, where food is the tool of our oppression, and to realize that we never had to have it, to realize that had we never had meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, we never had it. We never, ever had it. You still would have lived, but you would be living large in the light of the truth of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of yourself. That's what you would have gained had you not been poisoned with all of this stuff, and to have a system that has you working for it. You understand? So I'm just saying, when the people not only wake up, but when we rise up, when we clean up, when we care to be the hands of God rising and lifting. You understand? See, we can choose this. And that's what I'm encouraging us to do, is to be fed up, have it up to here with all of the foolishness. You know, and people would say, well, you know, Adama, everybody have a right to make their own decisions. But the issue is that you've been poisoned all of your freaking life. And there is no way in hell that you would be choosing to kill yourself if you were not poisoned already. You understand? And they didn't have the right to do that to you. They did not have the right to set that as a precedent for what we got for generations. All right. So don't think that that's your right to be wrong, that the God has given you the free will to undermine yourself, because cigarettes don't grow on trees. The cigars and the reefer don't grow on trees. I'm just saying, there's nothing natural about what we have access to. So being under the auspices of a system that intends to undermine you, to poison you, to put you in a place and space where you are not thinking at the level that you could think, that you're not creative, that you basically are a pawn within a system. You can do what you're told to do, but you can't even do it well if you're not honoring the perfect and divine functioning of yourself. This is why we have so many car accidents. This is why there's so much stuff going on. People say, oh, there's so much going on. And so it's always stuff going on. But what's really happening is the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of God, because people are waking up, but they're rising up, they're cleaning up, they're consecrating, they're consciously caring to be delivered from sickness, illness, and disease. They're consciously caring to exert and exalt a full effort to honor the right to be righted after being influenced by those who've been wrong for so long. And so don't think that I'm a voice in the wilderness, as some people say. Oh, well, sister, you know, you're a voice in the wilderness. I'm like, you know, one with God is a majority. And we were told every head will bow, every knee will bend. But don't think that we're in a now moment where the light will not triumph. The light, the love, the law will be triumphant. There is no way it cannot. It is already victorious and triumphant, because everything else is on its way out, on its way down. You understand? The degradation, the violation, the humiliation, the stupidity, the ignorance of people who have been so-called educated and vied for, you know, placed in government and have all these positions and then they don't have love enough to stand up on behalf of the right of children to not be undermined. It's like, okay, you know you are wrong, but then you don't want to be corrected. You don't want to accept correction. And so, no, let's accept the correction. Let's honor the right of children to have the right to their lives. Stop giving them deep fried chicken tumors called, what they call them, chicken tumors. That's what they start giving them, chicken nuggets. Chickens are full of tumors that are cancerous because of all of the garbage that they're being fed. They're being fed ground up other chickens. You understand? I'm just saying, stop feeding children garbage. Stop eating it. Oh, well, you can't tell us what to do. I'm suggesting that you get into your right mind or be out here on some stupid and be paying the price of stupidity. So somebody got to care to tell you. Somebody got to get, well, I'm the one to tell you. Why? Because I'm the one that care. Who cares about you to tell you that you are the detriment to yourself? They want you to think that you got a right to be wrong. I'm like, that ain't right. Ain't nothing right about you being right to be wrong. You understand? No. And nobody, and this is an issue, you're going to appeal to a people who are wrong to confer rights upon you. You're going to appeal to a people who've been wrong for so long to confer upon you rights. And you follow their wrong. You're just going to be wrong. And that wrong is being out of alignment with the truth of the divinity of yourself, where you are not clear in your ability to outthink a system of oppression. Read the writing upon the wall. We should not be headed for such a deep fall, getting into an abyss of darkness and suffering and pain and stupidity and sickness and all of this stuff at this particular point in time. Your asking is now the right to declare. Use your word to power. You understand? Affirm the truth of yourself. I am this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. If I will no longer kill myself, I'm exerting and exalting a full effort in my living. I'm loving my being. I accept responsibility for my repentance. I repent. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Forgive me. I'm sorry. You are free to have whatever conversation you need to have with yourself to get yourself to a point and place where you are no longer in the ditches and valleys of suicide. In the realm of eternity, all death is suicide. And just as easily as you reaching for death, you might as well reach for life. But you paying for death. See, that's the issue. See, well, I got to pay for life too. I can't afford. And the grapes don't have no seeds. Even the seedless grapes are going to be better than you eating the flesh of dead animals. People cannot create from anything that was not already there. And so I'm the one to remind you that we're in a perfect storm to be able to respond correctly in exalting and exerting a full effort in living in the light of our love of our Creator, of the essence of life, of the source of all being, of the intelligence of existence that has the earth spinning, the sun blazing, and everything happens by virtue of its presence. We're dwelling in its presence, and we are these points of its presence. And if you don't remember anything else other than that, that is going to give you leverage over being a commodity and cash cow in multi-trillion-dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And before you get to the death part, you have the suffering, you've got the butchery, you've got the pain, you've got the pharmacology, you've got all of this. And I'm just saying, we can do better. We can do much, much better on behalf of all of those ones who've come before us. And if you have not seen the documentary, Christspiracy.com. It's a good documentary to help us have a proper orientation to see how this day is a perfect day. This new day coming is a perfect day for making a better choice and reaching for life and coming to a point and place where you ain't playing. We ain't playing. Nuh-uh. We ain't playing. Say these people are losing their influence over our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. And through our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, our renewal, we have the opportunity to regain our harmony with our souls and to be in a place and space where we are truly an honor and a glory and a blessing and the evidence of the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon this planet. And so I love you with the perfect love. I ask you to go deep, reach high in making commitments and being fully committed to that which is fully committed to you with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. That we are the ascension, we are the progression, and we are the ones who are destined for our resurrection. I love you with the perfect love. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be a blessing wherever you are. Good night.